For the third time in a little over a month, ambulance staff readied themselves for a day of strike action. Thousands of members of three separate unions walking off the job across much of England and Wales. The demand, a pay award that keeps pace with the rising cost of living. A message that the service is already stretched beyond its limit.
You know, people wait several hours for ambulances every single day when we're not on strike. So it's not any different today than it is any other day, unfortunately, and that's the thing that's got to change. That's the reason why we're striking.
Due to the demand that's currently being faced, there may be delay.
Mondays are typically the busiest day for ambulance services across the country. With temperatures in many areas well below zero as the day began, the message was to keep emergency 999 lines as clear as possible.
We know when it gets cold that the number of 999 calls go up. They go up appropriately because people who've got certain clinical conditions do suffer more in the cold. The public can really help us out by only phoning 999 when it is a life and limb emergency.
On a picket line in London, managers were coordinating with striking crews, dispatching them when emergency calls did come in. But the message was even serious incidents would face substantial delays. Less serious ones could expect no ambulance cover at all.
The intensification of this strike action looks set to be maintained with another 11 strikes planned over the next 2 months. The biggest single day of action likely to be the 6th of February when nurses will join these striking paramedics.
The unions insist the solution is in the government's hands, a pay increase of around 10%.
Rishi Sunak is the core decision maker. He needs to come back to the negotiating table, get this sorted out. He's the leader of the country, so these people can go back to work.
Britain's Prime Minister was visiting a mental health unit in the northwest of England on Monday. His government says it's working to negotiate a pay settlement for the next financial year while investing in providing services like those for mental health.
We will provide more mental health ambulances, more crisis centres that are based in communities, more mental health professionals engaged with 111. All of that will give people the care that they need and, crucially, will also relieve some of the pressure that we see in A&E departments.
But in the short term, that pressure on emergency provision is only likely to increase, with knock-on postponements to scheduled treatments too, as health workers vow to continue their industrial action. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, London.